10.
You're not teaching at all?
What's that?
You're not teaching the MC first?
No.
Start staff report. Let me start with Christina. Alex?
Still continuing development procedures and controls in our membership department and benefits. So we're going through that. Roughly tying that into functional overviews into our pension administration system, having meetings with our IT department. We've re-engaged our pension administrative system, we're doing some, starting to work out the back testing against the subledger data to do a match with our CTAS data, and start working through our timeline for a potential decommissioning plan for the subledger system.
What are you doing next week?
Next week should be a busy meeting.
Yes.
Tim.
Nothing for me. I think Ed may have run out to catch his flight.
Yes.
Verus had a revision to the fourth quarter report, relatively modest. It revised performance up slightly. There were some missing cash flow data that they got corrected after the fact. So we communicated to them. We don't want to see the revisions going forward. We want to correct it first time, but in this case, it was a relatively modest correction in the positive direction.
As an add-on to that, the information was provided to Siegel, who then produced projected five-year contribution rates that we provided to the employers. Based on the impact of the new data, there may or may not be revised letters sent out. It was a small impact.
What's a small impact?
I think it increased by 10 basis points on the quarter. It rounded up to 20 basis points on the year. So we have to get the exact number.
Yeah. So Siegel has it, and they're doing their analysis.
Okay. Yeah. It doesn't make us, like, terribly competent to revising things. So.
Yeah. Karen.
Sackers published their edition, their 2016 edition of the 37 Act and FEDPRA. They do that every year, so that includes the updated statutes. And we have that in electronic format that we'll get to all trustees. If you would like a hard copy of the book, and it's getting thicker and thicker, let us know and we'll get you a hard copy.
And then do you provide us with just a list of the changes?
I mean, yes.
So we don't have to read through the whole thing and say.
Yes, I did that in
You're not gonna read it?
Yeah. But I can get you a copy of that memo.
Okay.
Okay. Scott Gordon is writing that memo.
Yes, I am.
A hardbound synopsis.
Gail.
Oh, so I just had a few items. One, the board met in closed session pursuant to Government Code 54956.81 to consider the sale of a particular pension fund investment on December 9, 2015. It was agenda item number 6. In accordance with Government Code Section 54957.1A7, the board reports as follows. It was motion seconded and carried to sell the Willows Office Park to Graham Street Realty for a gross purchase price of $8.55 million, subject to Graham Street's due diligence and to authorize the Cicera CEO to execute all necessary documents. Those who voted yes were trustees Allen, Anderson, Gordon, Hast, Phillips, Rodriguez, Smithy, Tellis, and Watts. And also, we've recently added a new time to our group counseling sessions. We actually are going to have some group counseling sessions that are actually running from 3 to 5 p.m. to help accommodate some of our active employee, differing schedules. That was a request that we had received, and so we'll be doing that as well as our normal morning sessions going forward. Also, the Cicera board now has their photographs on our new wonderful website. We're in the middle of preparing our CAFR, and I wanted to get a sense of the board if they're comfortable having their photos and published in our CAFR or not.
I think there's a need to.
Yeah, I don't think.
You can make me 20 years younger. That'd be okay.
I don't know what the.
I have no problem
speaking for myself, but I'm not sure what it adds to the CAFR.
Makes the page longer.
The hit list.
Yeah. That's right.
I know I've seen you before, and you match up with the CAFR.
Okay. That's all I had.
Okay. Outside professionals, Harvey?
No, thank you.
Okay. That's it. Trustees? I have one under my discretion as your chairman. We have formed an ad hoc compensation committee. I'm taking the role of chairman on that. Brian will be the vice chairman. Scott is the third member of that committee. And we will be meeting several times with various updates to the board between now and basically the first June meeting.
I'll be drafting all the motions.
Scott's not the secretary, is he?
We'll get you lots of paper.
No, and I do.
Clarify compensation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
CEO compensation.
CEO compensation, thank you.
And the conclusion of that will be in the summer around June, correct?
Yes.
Of the ad hoc committee?
Yes. I'm envisioning the conclusion of that will be the first June meeting of the board.
Should get all the motions done by then.
Well, and I do have one announcement. The Internal Operations Committee met last Monday, and Scott was the only applicant for the SACERA board position. So we did recommend to the full Board of Supervisors that Scott be reappointed.
Well, thank you.
So there you go.
Heard the field, eh, Scott?
Shocked no one else wanted this high.
Well, you scared them away. So
he told them what they'd have to write.
Yeah.
Count me out.
I never count chickens before they hatch.
Well, that's true. After our vote earlier today,
I was going to say that.
We're either going to reopen the application period. No, I don't think so.
All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. We are adjourned.